Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Indigenization Minister Francis Nema says locals who want stakes in foreign-owned small businesses should raise their own investment capital as Harare cannot afford to pay for their takeover bids.
We have said to them it's not government which will provide the funds. If you're a business person, when you go into these areas, at least you must go to the financial institutions and work out a plan with them so that they assist you. It's like any business venture.
The back and forth between Zimbabwe's asylum-seeking former ambassador to Australia, Jacqueline Zwambila, and Harare continues with the Zimbabwean embassy in Canberra today, saying her application to remain down under is based on falsehoods.
We all should expect the Zimbabwean embassy not to say anything really quite positive about her. But what we should have expected her to do was for her to actually resign that position, but she chose not to do all that and continue to actually receive the salary from Kabe's government. That itself is a very, very big point. That something is amiss with the claim.
And the Bulawayo City Council says water supplies in the city remain critical following its holiday water cuts reprieve for residents.
Indigenization Minister Francis Nema says the locals who want stakes in foreign-owned small businesses should raise their own investment capital as the cash-strapped government cannot afford to assist them in their takeover bids. In compliance with the indigenization law, Zimbabwe has from New Year's Day banned foreigners from owning a majority stake in certain sectors such as agriculture, transportation, retail and wholesale trade, barbershops, hairdressing and beauty salons, employment and estate agencies and grain milling. Any foreigners interested in these sectors should apply for indigenization compliance certificates. The National Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Board says at least 800 companies in the sectors reserved for indigenous Zimbabweans have applied for indigenization compliance certificates. Taking advantage of the New Year deadline, some suspected ZANU-PF activists had started to invade some shops in Harare demanding total control. Indigenization Minister Francis Nema tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the government is giving the existing businesses a reprieve but will change the rules later.
The reserved areas will remain reserved in as much as new licenses are concerned. We will be issuing more licenses for indigenous players in those areas. But that is not to say that if you have been in operation for the last 10 or 15 years and they are foreigner, that you'll be kicked away. No, you will continue where you are, but you must then comply with the new law, which says at least you must shed some of your share to the indigenous players, and we give you enough time for you to have a program by which you give us the date when you think you have complied as a foreigner.
What happens if there is no compliance in the time frame that you have given?
We ask the foreigners themselves to give us time, which is obviously reasonable, by the date which they think they'll be able to comply. And we are looking at least a maximum of 5 years for them to be able to identify any partners of their choice so that they comply with the law.
So is the government going to assist those who want to, of course, enter into some of these sectors but do not have money?
I think we have said to them it's not government which will provide the funds. If you're a business person, when you go into these areas, at least you must go to the financial institutions and work out a plan with them so that they assist you. It's like any business venture.
That was Indigenization Minister Francis Nema in Harare.